we follow tradition, timeless tradition we follow, but we need to apply the tradition, modify the tradition according to the present situation. We have to apply application part is very important. Yes, the tradition we are following, but it's tailor-made to the present situation. The children, many youths, they do not understand our tradition because they do not see its relevance to the modern time. Modern time, this application fault, application part, there is a fault in the parents to tell how you, the relevance of the tradition in the modern times. Eternal signs in the changing times. The application part, the religions, many religions are stuck in whatever few thousand centuries back, whatever tradition they are following now also may not be relevant. You should know how to apply it to the present situation. The tradition in Bharat, India is called as Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal, changeless. Root is the same, new branches, new twigs are coming. New branches, but the new, the roots are deep within. But new branches, according to the season, according to the changing times, we have to modify. Then only people start appreciating the tradition. Bhagavad Gita, many people say it is a set of instructions, set of commandments. Even many learned people, they are saying that Bhagavad Gita is a set of instruction. It is not a commandments like what people say. It is not a commandment. The first word of Bhagavad Gita is Dharma. The last word is Mama. So, Bhagavad Gita is talking about Mama Dharma. My obligations, how can my role in this world? The message of Bhagavad Gita, eternal message is given to everyone. It says it is not a commandment given somewhere up in the forest or in the mountain. It was given in the battlefield, right in the battlefield means right in the battle of, we are all fighting the battle of life. It says Mama Dharma, what is my role in my life? How can I draw the eternal inspiration and apply it in my circumstances? May I be a engineer, doctor, lawyer, carpenter, shop floor person, or it's a household person, yoga teacher. How can I tailor make? I should be able to tailor make the eternal principles in the modern application. Then only our children get attracted towards that one. Next generation gets attracted. The message of Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, our Mahabharat, our Puranas are so relevant, we can apply it in our modern lives. It is not set in stone, you can't change. If I force some rule on people, this is how you have to do. So everyone's circumstances is different. It may not agree with me and people rebel and revolt. So there is a message of Bhagavad Gita, Mama Dharma. My role, how can I apply? The eternal messages are there for our lives, our situation. We are not tuning ourselves to 1,000-year-old situation. We are in the modern time. How I can apply to the modern situation, modern life? It should be relevant. And how we understand the message when we read the scriptures also, we understand according to our mental makeup. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna also talks about the Purusha, your mind. Purushoyam, it's your whatever the way you think. Patanjali, you are Purusha. It's a Shraddhoyam Purusho Ayam. The faith you apply, take. The apply the message in Sve Sve Dharma Abhirata. Sve Sve, whatever the Abhirata. In the modern times, Sri Krishna says, Shraddhoyam Purusho, Yo Ye Shraddha Ye Vasa. How you apply according to your mental temperament. Book has given the open case. It is asking you to apply in your personal life. But how I apply, it depends on my frame of mind, my purity in my mind. In Patanjali echoes the same word, Shabda Jnana. Shabda Jnana Anu Shabda Jnana Anubhati. He talks about Shabda and Jnana Anubhati. Vastu Shunyo Vikalpaha. The word is the same, message is the same. We understand according to our understanding, according to our temperament. Whatever I am conveying here, people understand it differently. Patanjali says, Shabda Sunyo Vikalpa. Our mind, the purity of mind, depends on purity of mind. We understand. So, by reading the text or attending a lecture doesn't mean we get the truth. Doesn't mean we get the truth. To comprehend the truth, you comprehend the truth according to the purity of your mind. For purifying, sadhana is required. Purify the mind to not to go by the literal meaning of the scriptures or word of the teacher. There is a deeper meaning. To understand the deeper meaning, lot of contemplation is required, meditation is required, sadhana is required, yoga sadhana is required to understand, get the clarity in understanding. Satya, I may be reading the text for years together. I think that is the meaning. I may totally miss the truth. So, our sadhana, yoga sadhana, it's not a one-day affair. It is a one-term affair, lifelong commitment. What does it mean? What does it mean? The Bhagavad Gita, so many thousands of commentators have commented. They understood the same message of Lord differently according to their temperament. Satya, in the Shanti Mantra, there is a mantra, Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami. May I reduce the offset between Rita and Satya. Rita means absolute truth. Satya means what I understood. Absolute truth and what I understood, may through my sadhana, may I reduce the offset. Ritam and Satyam. For that, meditation. Meditate we must. We must spend time for ourselves to understand, to get the deeper meaning, the truth in Patanjali it talks about satya. Satya is one of the hallmark of a sadhaka, aspiring to know. In yesterday also I talked about in Bhagavad Gita, it is a satya, seeking the absolute truth. It's a daivi sampat. You should aspire to acquire that one, not to go by the literal meaning. In that is why in Shastras they talk about you sit at the feet of the teacher. You won't understand. I will understand by my intellectual ability. Scripture says you will totally miss it. You have to spend lot of time with the teacher. What teacher is trying to say? Sit by the teacher, then only that way how the truth opens. You have to sit, you have to have patience. Patience and persistence, perseverance, commitment. With that alone, the truth dawns in you. And to comprehend the truth, we are all here. May this our yoga journey do not end up with one class or one term, or some have joined for because I insisted for Himalayan Yatra. May it not finish with your Himalayan Yatra. It is a lifelong commitment. Come on, embark on the sadhana, dive deep to the God's another name is Satya. Vishnu Sahasranama talks about his another name is Satya. May we move towards the Satya, may we comprehend the truth as best as we can, according to best of our ability. Let us try.